ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the aid group Oxfam considers itself to be a leader in delivering disaster assistance to the Pacific based on a philosophy that allows people to choose and pay for what they need in local shops and stores. However, the transfer of money can be slow sometimes with limited internet, limited electricity, and not a lot of banks or a system of financial inclusion so that cash and payments can be delivered to people. But after a successful pilot program in Vanuatu, Oxfam says it'll be well placed now to overcome those problems when the next disaster strikes by handing out prepaid purchasing cards to people who are affected by a disaster. We'll hear from one of the developers of this technology shortly and also one of the local shopkeepers who's been involved in the pilot program. But first, Richard Hewitt has been speaking with Oxfam's Sandra Hart.
What we have been trying to do is look at how to take that assistance delivery model and do it faster, at a lower cost, and much more transparently. And to do so, ideally, using the most advanced iteration of the technology available and seeing if it's possible to make it work in Vanuatu. I think it's a huge surprise for everybody, a very pleasant surprise. The technology is not only working despite sometimes the network dropping out or being slow, despite some of the misconceptions about, you know, Vanuatu people and Vanuatu being a low-tech environment. Everybody has caught on extremely quickly. The card-based payment system is very user-friendly. I think people really do like the fact that there is something that they can hold and handle as they're making payments. And also the interface that vendors are using and that our staff is using is providing such a high level of transparency that they can see exactly who is paying for what and where. And that really is a game changer in terms of the way that we've seen disaster assistance delivered in Vanuatu. Something that we were planning to do when we weren't sure if it would work well, was to see how we can make sure that the community is really participating in the way that the technology is being designed and delivered, so that whenever they have an issue, Sempo, as our partner, is on the ground in Vanuatu and working together with the community in the community to solve those issues in a way that suits the community's needs.
Now, Lloyd Albert, you're one of the Ni Vanuatu shopkeepers who took part in the pilot project with the money card. So what did you make of it?
I'd say very strange. But first time using the system, it was like by the look of it, I thought, oh, man, I can't use this thing. But then after when the Oxfam staffs came over and started showing us what to do using the phone and explaining about how to use the card and everything, I think it was quite simple. I'm used to it. Now, if you give me a phone, I'll just use it straight away.
How about your customers?
First time to use it, they were a bit nervous, yes. They came over and they were like, oh, man, we can't use over the amount of money that's in the card. But otherwise, once they started, they used the help of us vendors. We helped them to just have a calculator beside us to use so that we know that, okay, your money, you've used this much already. And yeah, by the end, it was fine. For us in Efate, I'd say if this system was working already, straight after a cyclone Pam, it would be something that would be very helpful.
Thank you, Lloyd. And Nick Williams, you're the co-founder of Sempo, which has developed this new card. And I gather this has been a real hands-on learning experience for you in terms of getting everything right.
90% of the progress in terms of actually building something that's useful for people happens when you're on the ground. We found it very hard to sort of speculate around what we needed from Australia. You feel quite isolated from the actual situation of what you're trying to tackle. It really feels like everything comes together in the last couple of weeks in sort of this process where you speak to people like Lloyd and they tell you what they need, and you hear from people like Sandra, or you're like, we need this information now, and you're like, okay, we'll find out how to get that into the platform. In hindsight, you're like, oh, wow, that's really clever. I'm really glad that we did that. But it's sort of just responding to requirements that get thrown at you in this somewhat frantic month-long period.
And am I right in my understanding of this system that you can essentially monitor everything that's going on in real time, which I imagine would be a huge help in terms of figuring out exactly what's happening to donations in the aftermath of any disaster?
Absolutely. The real-time monitoring is something that we're really, really pleased with. Being able to sit in the office or in the field or even in Australia and being able to see how people are using the platform in real time and then quickly adapt to changes gives you a lot of insight in terms of how to improve the processes. So we're really pleased with that. Trying to do that inside a region where the internet can go down for a week at a time has been a real challenge for us. We had to implement a lot of solutions to keep it robust, but it's been a really big plus for us.